China announced retaliatory tariffs on the United States today, barely an hour after the White House said it would go ahead with a 25% tariff on $50 billion of high-tech Chinese imports. Speaking with Fox and Friends this morning, President Trump said the tariffs will protect the U.S. tech sector.
You know, we have the great brain power in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And China and others steal those secrets, and we're going to protect those secrets. Those are crown jewels for this country. Right. And, you know, you read so much about China, you read so much about other countries. We have the great brain power right in this country.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule, joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
Doing well. And we've been talking about tariffs for weeks on Canada, Mexico, other countries. Is it different when it's China?
Well, this actually all started with China, right? The initial beef was with China, and really the beef is about intellectual property protection and, as President Trump says, perhaps technological ideas that China steals from America. The way to hit back on China, determined by the Trump administration, was to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum. And what ended up happening is we ended up imposing those tariffs on a lot of our allies when the allies were supposed to be exempt. So we're back to square one. And there are a lot of people who would say that while we don't want to get into a full-out trade war with China, China does do some things unfairly as a trade partner when it comes to technology and access to their market. So a tougher stance with China is probably something that is warranted.
And how is China responding?
Exactly the way we're doing it. They are imposing tariffs on the same value of goods, about $50 billion worth of goods from the United States. Now, it's a little bit different because most of what we export to China is in the way of services as opposed to goods. You know, in the end, these are probably not long-term solutions. In other words, the tariffs and the counter-tariffs are meant to bring everybody to a table to deal with the matters that are actually at hand. And the real important one is intellectual property.
Will consumers feel it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much of what we buy is from China that when you impose tariffs, it causes the price of the imported goods to go up, which means that more expensive domestically manufactured goods become a little more attractive. So on one hand, while you achieve some goals by forcing the other country, the exporting country, to perhaps change some of their practices, in the end, consumers do pay the price. So trade wars, despite the fact that President Trump is on the record as saying trade wars are good and easily winnable, they are neither good nor easily winnable.
I noticed that Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer issued a statement today saying the president's actions on China are on the money. Is President Trump going to face any political opposition on this?
Look, again, if they are focused on China and they are focused with achieving the two main goals, one is preventing intellectual property theft or preventing China from duplicating and stealing American technological advances and creating better access for our goods and products to Chinese consumers, then he's not going to. The problem is the ham-fisted way in which this was done. We were not supposed to be in a trade war with Mexico, with Canada, and with the European Union. That's stuff that's going to cost Americans and American farmers and American consumers a lot of money. So if the president were to refocus his energies on getting better trade deals and trade relationships with China, he will find a lot of political support for that. The problem is he's doing that on one hand, and he's got trade wars with our allies on the other.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.